Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. There's a race developing down in Arizona that we got to keep an eye on. There's a guy named Mark Finchem, F-I-N-C-H-E-M. Mark Finchem, he's a congressman down in Arizona. He's facing impeachment recall by the voters down there because he falsely said that the election was stolen from Donald Trump and Donald Trump is the real president. And that's a little too much for some of the folks down in Arizona, and they are starting a recall action against him. It's not technically an impeachment. They call it a recall down there. It's the same thing. So what does he do? He chickens out and he says he's going to run for Arizona Secretary of State. Why is that important and why is that a real concern? If he were the Secretary of State, the Secretary of State is the one that certifies election results. And what he'll do in the very next election, if he thinks that Trump is really the president, then he has to think that Trump won Arizona. Well, Trump didn't win Arizona. Biden won Arizona. Biden won Arizona. But he'll say next time in any election, all he'll do is certify and say it's actually the Republican who won. See, what's going on, and we've got to focus on this. The Republican Party is going far beyond just restricting absentee ballots and mail-in ballots and denying people water in line, even if they're faint. And they're going beyond getting rid of drop boxes and throwing people off the voting rolls and harassing them at the polls in some cases. And they're going beyond putting insufficient voting machines and voting machines that break down and having 8-hour lines. They're going on beyond all that, as bad as that is. And that's very bad. What they're getting to is saying that all that matters is who the guy in charge says won.
92.
Arizona has another piece of legislation pending
92.7
that says that presidential primary in Arizona is only advisory. The legislature decides who won or who they want. They don't have to say who won, who they want. Gerrymandered Republican legislature is going to want a Republican. Up until the 1917, the U.S. senators were picked by the legislatures. Took a constitutional amendment to have a direct election for senator. So whoever dominated the Senate picked the senator. So right now, Voss would pick two Republicans, two right-wing Republicans. As it is, he has one right-wing Republican, Johnson, but you wouldn't have Tammy Baldwin. And that's what they want to go back to for president itself. That's wrong. That is an attack on our democracy. It's an attack on our democracy. So this guy Finchem can't be permitted to win in Arizona. If he wins and he's Secretary of State, what he said last time is, I don't care what the voters said, Trump won. The Republican Party is going to take the position that as long as that's simply uttered by somebody who's in a position of authority like a Secretary of State or a governor or an election commissioner in Philadelphia or in Michigan or in Georgia, automatically the electoral votes for that state go to the one he says won. Now, you may think I'm kidding, do you? You may think that this is not likely to happen. It's happening. Remember something, in Michigan, Biden won by over 100,000 votes, Michigan. And the state election commission had to certify it, and it's divided 3-3 Democrat-Republican by law. And one Republican went over and said, look, I voted for Trump, but Biden won. I'm going to go with him. And he got death threats and didn't get reappointed. If he had said, Trump won and lied like the other two, then it would have probably gone up to the Michigan Supreme Court. Do you want the Supreme Court saying who won the presidential election, even though somebody won by 100,000 votes in the primary, in the general? Do you really want that? I don't want that. That isn't American. That is not democracy. That's a commie thing. That's a commie thing is what it is. So Fincham is running on that kind of platform down in Arizona. Got to keep an eye out on that. Obviously, the Democrats will put up a good, strong candidate, but Arizona, you know, the special case. Arizona is basically a red state. It has a Republican governor. It has, remember, this is Barry Goldwater's state. A lot of people walking around in lizard skin cowboy boots. But the fact of the matter is, there's a lot of people coming from California in there. A lot of attitudes are changing, but they're not changing real fast. So I don't know if the Democrat will win. I hope the Democrat wins. If the Democrat doesn't win, whoever Fincham runs against, if they're even half sane, they've got to be supported. They really have got to be supported against Mark Fincham. Very, very dangerous individual. Very dangerous individual. You know, we have another one. And this is, actually, this is a funny one. This is a funny one. There's a guy named Dan Rodimer, R-O-D-I-M-E-R. Dan Rodimer is a New Jersey native. He's a former professional wrestler. And he's running for Congress in Texas. Is a cowboy hat wearing bull rider. Last time he ran for Congress in Nevada a few years ago, and he ran as a suburban family man. He's a New Jersey professional wrestler. They saw through him in Nevada. They said, you're not a suburban family man. You don't talk or act like one. You aren't one. And he got beaten. He got beaten. Now he's moved to Texas. He has a consultant on bull riding. I'm not kidding. He has a bull riding consultant. I don't know where you find a bull riding consultant. I mean, guy knocks on your door and says, I'm a bull riding consultant. I'll say it's a lot of bull. But he hired himself a bull riding consultant and a consultant. He now has, it's described as a throaty Texas accent, a throaty, whatever that is. Maybe he smokes a few cigars, takes five shots of bourbon, and then he has a throaty Texas accent. He has a new gravelly voice. And his slogan is send Big Dan to Congress with him and a cowboy hat on a bull. And his other slogan is, I quote, I'm not kidding, I know how to handle Nancy Pelosi's bull-SH*T. He has that. I mean, that's what he has. That's what he has on a campaign slogan. And they asked him, do you use a body double for the bull riding in your ad? You know what he says? He said, quote, I actually stayed on the bull for 11 seconds, but the only reason was my hand got stuck. I couldn't get off. He said, when I finally got off, they freeze framed it, put a body double that on. You know, at some point, I know politics is entertainment. I know there's a lot of nuts in politics. This is kind of funny. It'd be great in a Seinfeld episode or some kind of Saturday Night Live episode. But is this what Congress has devolved in? He's going to reinvent himself as a cowboy hat wearing bull rider with a gravelly voice. And a few years ago, he was a suburban family man in Nevada running and lost. And of course, a lot earlier than that, he's a New Jersey professional wrestler. So watch out for Dan Rodimer, but not too hard. I find it very hard to believe that this guy is going to win even a Republican primary in Congress, much less get elected to Congress. But if he does, this guy must be a master actor of some kind of a clown, you know, a clown actor. That's not all bad. Maybe he's not vicious. Who knows if he's vicious? You know, most vicious people probably wouldn't have said, I actually stayed on the bill for 11 seconds. Only reason I was able to get off, and my hand got stuck and I finally got free. freeze frame, put on a body double. God almighty, this is, well, this is what you get. This is what you get in politics. This is what you get in politics. Another piece of work. Remember Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow? Remember the CEO, Pillow Man, Trump guy, being sued for lying about Dominion and all that? Well, he issues a statement. He's discovered that Trump will be back in the presidency in August. In August. Well, this is almost April. So in like 4 or 5 months, Trump will be president again, according to Mike Lindell, the Pillow Man, the CEO of MyPillow, because Mike Lindell has brought certain lawsuits that are undefined about how bad the last election was, how fraudulent the last election was. And Mike Lindell is certain, he's certain that Trump will be back in August. You know, there's kind of an ethereal mental illness going on the right. And it is dangerous. It's what drove January 6th, the insurrection. But these people are still spouting this stuff. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.